You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kaye Show.
The first hour of the Mark Kaye Show starts now.
Donald Trump impeachments are like Lay's chips. You can't just impeach Donald Trump once.
Man, I'll tell you what. If you thought yesterday's impeachment was exciting, if you thought yesterday's impeachment, wait till you hear today's. Because, you know, they've still got like seven more days. I'm sure they could impeach him a couple more times before the whole thing's over. I'm sure they could probably squeeze in one or more at least before Wednesday at noon. Because that's when Donald Trump finally will be out of office and the Democrats can, Joe Biden will be. What are my headphones supposed to be on? Because someone messed with my head. I can't hear what I'm saying. No, what is the actual thing?
It should be LXE program or OKV EHP.
Well, I don't know. It's not work. Anyway, we'll have to deal with that in just a minute. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number if you're trying to get through. Coming up a little later on today, folks, we have, that's better. There we go. That works finally. Jeez Louise. Got to get our own studio. This is ridiculous. 855-765-1045 is our number. And coming up a little later on today, we have something we like to call What the Bleep. What the Bleep. That's where we take little clips from this past week. And, man, there's been some amazing clips this past week. And we bleep out a word. We make it sound dirtier than it actually is. And then your job is to figure out what the actual word is. And if you do... If you do, then guess what happens? You win a Mark Kaye Show prize pack. Oh, and people that are winning the prize packs, you know what they're doing? They're posting photos of them on the internet. In fact, a friend of ours, Fireball, who we sent a prize pack to, posted his prize pack on Instagram and tagged us.
Wow.
And we got to see the shirt and the bag and everything else. It was really, really fantastic. So we appreciate that. And we're glad that you're enjoying it too, because that's why we send all that kind of stuff out. Also, if you want to send us an open mic message, you can do that in our mobile app, 104.5 WOKV in your app store. All right. So yesterday, the impeachment process part two. By the way, as you know how like we all have growing up, we had like favorite singers, favorite movie stars, maybe favorite athletes.
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point in my life where I have favorite congresspeople.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, great. It's like I know it's a sign that I'm getting older, but whatever. Now I look at like singers don't really impress me anymore. Like meeting celebrities for movies and TV, like that was cool once. But now I'm like, oh, I really want to talk to that guy. I really want to meet that lady. I want to have a beer with this dude. And there's a guy from California. His name is, I think it's Doug LaMalfa.
LaMalfa?
Doug LaMalfa. He's a congressperson. This was him getting up and debating yesterday during the impeachment process. Listen carefully.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment show extravaganza brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party.
If I were a congressperson, man, that's exactly what I would be. I'd be all up and everyone's like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment extravaganza, which is a great way to put it. It's a great way to put it. You have to make light of these situations because what happened yesterday, and people don't even realize, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, it's a second impeachment. But you don't even realize how unconstitutional and wrong this impeachment was. There was no defense of the president mounted by anybody. There wasn't any time. They rushed this through. They had no evidentiary hearings. They had no, there was no, you know, what do you call it? Like, it was a precedent like we've never seen before to have this kind of impeachment run this quickly. It was pushed through in a day. Now, you remember the last impeachment. It took a lot longer than a day. There was a lot of back and forth, a lot of debate back and forth. But because, you know, they're on a time crunch. This is the impeachment express that we saw yesterday. And that's why it was so everyone had a minute, maybe 2 minutes to talk. There wasn't all that much time. And then by 3-4 o'clock, that was it. We were done. We were done and we were all moving on to the next thing, which is now thinking about what's going to happen in the Senate. But this LaMalfa, well, he started really Well, he started really kind of, you know, upbeat and funny. He cut to the quick really quickly with why this impeachment was happening again, and more importantly, why the Democrats will continue to impeach people they disagree with.
This is all about, Madam Speaker, the unbridled hatred of this president. You use any extreme language and any process to oppose the core of what he has really fought for. You hate him because he is pro-life, strongest ever. You hate him for fighting for the freedom of our religions to not be persecuted by unfair mandates and limitations on speech. You hate him for not subscribing and shackling us with the religion of climate change and one-sided Paris Accords. You hate him for Israel. You hate him for defending our borders. You hate him for letting families and small businesses keep what they earn, for trying to keep the agents of government off their back. You hate him for putting America first.
You hate him because you ain't him. That's what I was waiting for that one. I didn't get that. But that's what I would have said. You hate us because you ain't us. And that's basically where we were with the debate yesterday. Also, I don't know why they call this part of the whole process debate anymore. They should just call it what it is. Both sides vying for sound bites. Because that's what, nobody's debating. There's no back and forth. There's no Q&A. It's not like a presidential debate or the kind of debate you had in high school. You get up there, everyone reads their prepared statements. They're not changing anyone's minds. Nobody's mind is being changed. Oh, well, except for the 10 backstabbing Republicans who decided to vote to impeach the leader of their own party. And we'll get to that here in just a minute. Another superstar congressperson, another one of my new favorite congresspeople from Colorado, is Lindsey Boebert. And we talked about her last week or 2 weeks ago because she was Glock girl. You know, she's the one that has her Glock and said, I'm taking my Glock to Congress and I'm walking the streets of Washington, D.C. with my Glock and nobody can tell me not to. And guess what? The Democrats, they're now trying to tell her not to. But she has every right to do it. There's no law against it. And she has the freedom to protect herself by bearing arms. And she has all the legal documents and concealed carry permits she needs. And not only is she a fighter in the streets, but she's a fighter in Congress. Here was a little bit of what she said yesterday during impeachment 2.0.
The hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill. Get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress. Fight in the courts. Fight in the streets. Take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar?
Yeah, that was all Democrats. Joe Biden was the one that said he wanted to take Donald Trump behind the gym and beat the crap out of him. Although, Joe Biden, I don't even know if he can find the gym these days. But that's basically her throwing the left's words right back in their faces. And she went on.
What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying looters just wanted loaves of bread? Well, the last I checked, Best Buy and Teslas and stores of the like do not produce baked goods.
Although if Tesla made baked goods, I'd be right. If Tesla made donuts, man, I would buy a dozen a day because if Elon Musk started making donuts and cookies and cakes, I mean, I'd be delicious, I imagine. She wrapped it up she got a little heated. I'll be honest with you. She got a little heated and they cut her off.
Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bull crap.
Oh, the harsh words. I call bull crap. I was kind of hoping she messed up and didn't say crap, but she kept it clean. And this is basically what's happening now. We are to the point, if you look at it, the impeachment process now, the big headline, of course, is these 10 Republicans that crossed the aisle, and we'll call them out here in just a minute. But the big problem now is what the Democrats have basically done. In 4 years, think about it, this wasn't even a two-term president, this was one term. In 4 years, they have impeached the same president twice. And they have been unable to remove him from office. They were unable to remove him from office the first time they impeached him. They'll be unable to remove him from office this time because the hearing, the trial, won't even take place until after he leaves office. The Senate's not coming back till the 19th. There will be no trial while Donald Trump is president. The Democrats, with all of this pomp and circumstance, with all of this ridiculousness that they've been going, with all this political theater, have failed to do the one thing that they really wanted to accomplish, and that is remove Donald Trump from office. And they've done it. They've impeached him now twice, and they failed to remove him from office twice. People look at this as a two-time, Donald Trump's been impeached twice. No, you know what I see? I see a bunch of Democrats who failed twice. That's how I see it. 855-765-1045. We got to talk about these 10 so-called Republicans who really are doing more damage to democracy than even the Democrats are. We'll tell you why here in just a minute. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up.
If Donald Trump has to be removed from Home Alone 2, then O.J. Simpson has to be removed from all the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah, there's a petition. There's a Donald Trump in Home Alone 2, and I'm sure most people know this, but if you don't, in Home Alone 2, Macaulay Culkin is, spoiler alert, by the way, too, if you've never seen it, he's lost in New York. Macaulay Culkin is walking through the Plaza Hotel on his way to check in, and he bumps into Donald Trump. And again, this was, what, 20-some-odd years ago? Bumps into Donald Trump, who says something, gives, you know, says, oh, excuse me, sir, do you know where the front desk is? He goes, yeah, it's over there. And that's it. And Donald Trump makes this cameo. There is a petition. Kid you not. Macaulay Culkin himself has signed on to this petition to have Donald Trump's cameo removed from Home Alone 2. 855-7, because that's what's important. And that's what we need to be spending our time on. 855-765-1045. So, all right, there's this woman in Congress. She's from Georgia. And her name is, what is it, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think is her name. And she was on Greg Kelly Reports yesterday on Newsmax TV. And she said that she, again, much like most Republicans in the Congress, much like most people who watch this impeachment, much like anybody who follows politics, was just, I mean, she was just so mortified by the whole ridiculousness of what the Democrats were trying to do to Donald Trump with 7 days left. Literally, impeachment yesterday, 1 week before he leaves town for good. So that's 7 days. And they spent the entire time trying to impeach this guy. And she was there because, of course, she's a newly minted congressperson from Georgia. Here's what she had to say to Greg Kelly yesterday.
Well, I'm absolutely disgusted with what happened today. What the Democrats are putting the American people through is atrocious. It's a waste of our taxpayer dollars. And they're pouring salt in the wounds of 75 million Americans who voted for President Trump. This is not why I wanted to come to Washington. I wanted to actually work on real problems.
And that's the difference. That's the difference. You find a lot of these young Democrats, especially these women. You know, she's in Georgia. Lindsey Boebert's in Colorado. There's a lot. There's the woman in New York. I forget her name. But they all came to Washington, D.C. to work on problems, to fix America, to strengthen our economy, to fight COVID, to do whatever, to keep America great again, to put America first. This is why you have people like this now in the Congress. This is why the Republicans won so many seats. The Democrats, they only have an 11-seat majority. And that's only, they would have had a 10-seat majority, but we lost a representative in Louisiana to COVID. Luke Letlow, and he'll be replaced sometime in March, probably with a Republican. So the majority is not massive in the House of Representatives. With 435 representatives, you have a majority of, what, 10? There's another race in New York that's being battled out, too. So, you know, that. But it doesn't matter. Either way, you're talking about a handful of winnable races coming up. And the majority of the, and the big reason why every single Republican won re-election and so many more Republicans were able to flip seats is because they saw what the Democrats did since 2018. They wasted the country's time. They wasted money. They wasted effort on an impeachment that went nowhere. There was no proof of scandal. There was no proof of wrongdoing. The Mueller report, no collusion, no obstruction. This thing went on and on and on, and there was nothing. Donald Trump did not get removed from office, and the whole thing went away. Now they're doing it again. They're proving once again. It's like they got mad that the Republicans won so many races. So rather than you know, circling back and saying, okay, guys, we lost a bunch of people. What did we do wrong? Well, you know, maybe it was that impeachment we wasted our time on for 3 years. No, that couldn't have been it. It has to be something. You know what? We should try the impeachment again. You know, the opposite. What's the definition of lunacy or craziness or whatever? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I'm excited. I say continue to impeach Donald Trump. I'm all for the Senate taking up this battle after Donald Trump leaves office. If they want to give Joe Biden 100 days, which is the rumor, let's give Joe Biden 100 days to get stuff done, and then we'll impeach Donald Trump. 100 days. That's, I mean, you're talking about what, March, April before you bring this back up? Great. Do it. And you know what? I do it right before the midterms, because then half of us, we won't even have to go vote. You can just hand the seats over to the Republicans in your district. That's exactly what they're doing. There's more from Marjorie Taylor Greene, or MTG, as I like to call her. We'll play those. She came up with something, by the way. She's proposing something which a lot of people are going to roll their eyes at, but which you can, you know, I think it's brilliant, and you really only have the Democrats to blame. Quick break. More of the Markay Show on the way. Stay tuned. Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. We'll be right back.
Hillary denied, Trump sworn in, taxes cut, the wall begins, ISIS stopped, wages rise, NAFTA is modernized, trade deals made, judges name, the Mueller report exonerates, Space Force, exports soar, al-Baghdadi meets the lore, China virus, Israel peace, Afghan deal, vaccine release, Soleimani joins Abu, election results, who did we choose? We didn't vote for Biden, he's been in the basement, Kamala says he's racist, we didn't vote for Biden, oh we tried to fight it, but the courts denied it, we didn't vote for Biden. And now we've lost the Senate. Do we blame Dominion? We didn't vote for Biden.
Yeah, that was bravo. That was fantastic.
That was really good. I enjoyed that.
That was really. You guys are so. See, this is. Somebody asked on the Super Chats, why don't we talk to more talk show hosts? Because I'd rather play open mics from creative listeners than talk to talk show hosts who are. You know, they have talk shows. They can talk on their own shows. 855-765-1045. Speaking of which, before I get back to MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and her brilliant idea, which the Democrats only have themselves to blame for, by the way, before I get to that, let's take a couple phone calls because we have a lot of people that have been waiting very, very patiently. First up, it is Robert in Jacksonville. Hi, Robert. How are you? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show.
Mark, thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely.
In a house here, we're doing... anyway... You're right. The 14th Amendment was really trampled on yesterday. It was trampled on.
Yeah.
Because there's no due process.
Right.
No due process for the president. And if that can happen to him, it can happen to any of us.
Yeah.
Any of us.
It's sure. I mean, it absolutely can. And it's probably more likely to happen to the rest of us now, too. Especially with what you see going on in the courts and how everyone else is scared and the Democrats are tamping down on your free speech rights on social media and they're cutting off your accounts and banks are shutting down business with the president and, you know, insurance companies are dropping insurance. And then the whole thing is scary and unconstitutional. But the Democrats, they don't care about that because they're in power and they can do whatever they want. AOC now wants to rein in the media. Reigning in the media literally could be taken from the Communist Manifesto. It could be taken from the Chinese playbook. Reigning in the media is the opposite of what the United States was founded on. The United States was founded on a free press. A free press. And if you don't like something the media says, if you feel like it's slanderous, if you feel like it's libel, whatever, you go to court. That's the process we have. We don't ask our government to rein in the press. She wants to create a truth committee that will tell people what piece of media you watch is true and what is making it all up. Basically, she wants government fact checkers, which is, again, taken right out of the communist playbook. How this woman got elected? No idea. I don't know what's going on in the Bronx, but she ain't going anywhere. The important thing and what we can do to fight back is to make sure that we have enough non-AOCs or anti-AOCs in Congress to make sure that these ridiculous ideas of hers don't go anywhere. And one of the most anti-AOCs that we have is Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, who they call her like a QAnon conspiracy theorist. And they call her, you know, they say that she's one of these people that retweets all of these terrible conspiracy theories. But in the end, what she does now that she's in Congress is make some pretty decent points. And one of the things she lashed out about yesterday on Newsmax, this is from Greg Kelly Reports, she was being interviewed, is the 10 Republican Congress people who crossed the line and voted with the Democrats.
I'm tired of Republicans that lay down and allow this country to be ravaged allowed Democrats to abuse their power and their positions. And I believe it's time for Republicans to stand up for the American people and do a good job in Congress.
Did you ever? And there's 10 of them, and we have their names. Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, Liz Cheney from Wyoming, John Katko from New York, Fred Upton from Michigan, Jamie Herrera Butler from Washington State. It's Washington State. Dan Newhouse, also from Washington State. Peter Meyer from Michigan. Anthony Gonzalez in Ohio. Tom Rice in South Carolina. And David Valadeo from California. By the way, this dude from South Carolina, he's from Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is my second home. I've been going every summer to Myrtle Beach with my family since I was 14 years old. And that's a lot of summers spent in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I know the place. I know the people there. I know the morality. I know the politics. And I know that there's not a single person in Myrtle Beach that is waking up this morning going, wow, thank God Tom Rice voted to impeach the president, because that's right in line with what we believe. Maybe Tom Rice was sick and tired of being a congressperson, but him voting to impeach President Trump smacks every single one of his constituents in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in the face. And if there's anyone in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina listening right now, you should know that your congressperson voted to impeach the president yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives. You should also think about this. Who in Myrtle Beach, with a backbone and conservative values, would like to run against Tom Rice in 2 years? I'm going to be there in a matter of months. I love Myrtle Beach. I will gladly make the trip there to campaign and, knock on doors and do whatever I can to help get this guy out, because this is a danger. This is a real danger. Republicans, look, they're not the enemy, all right? This party is not the enemy. Trump supporters, they're not the enemy. The president, the vice president, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz, these people are not the enemy. The enemy is the party that is actively working to destroy the Bill of Rights and the republic that we have here in the United States of America. You have an entire political party, and they are checking off the Bill of Rights one by one. And it's their to-do list. The Bill of Rights is their to-do list. Must get rid of freedom of speech? Check. Took care of that with Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and all that. Freedom of religion? Let's see. We're not allowing people to go to church in California still, right? Okay, great. Check. Freedom to peaceably assemble. Have you seen what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Last week, they had 100,000 peaceful protesters in Washington, D.C. This week, they have none. They've barricaded the entire city. There's National Guard troops everywhere. There's fencing around everything. You can't get near the Capitol building. You can't get near the Supreme Court. You can't get anywhere. There's no place for you to peacefully protest that your government agents will hear you in D.C. They've stopped it. They've also got Airbnb on board, as we mentioned yesterday, to cancel all reservations to Washington, D.C. next week for the inauguration. So if you were planning to use Airbnb to find a place to stay, forget about it. They're not going to allow it to happen. They have now, they basically now trampled on your right to peaceably assemble because of the handful of people who didn't peaceably assemble. I was in Washington, D.C. for the last inauguration. I'll post video of this. I walked around with my camera, and there I saw people by the thousands chanting and screaming and hurling insults and fighting and chanting, "We are the wall." And they were blocking the entrance to the mall so that the people that wanted to go watch Donald Trump get inaugurated couldn't get through. And they were smashing Starbucks windows. They lit a limousine on fire. It was mayhem. It was chaos. But they didn't shut the city down. They didn't cancel the Airbnb reservations. Those were not peaceful protests, yet they were allowed to continue. And, after they're done with the First Amendment, next up is the Second Amendment. And the big problem with these 10 turncoat Republicans is that they voted with the party that is actively working against all of those things. They voted with the party that doesn't like the United States of America. I mean, look, this isn't sour grapes. This isn't retaliatory. These people, they can't be Republicans anymore. They can't be part of this party. The Republicans don't need a party that's splintered into toothpicks. You need what the Democrats have. The Democrats hate each other. AOC and Nancy Pelosi, they all hate each other. Nobody in the Democrats, Democrats don't like anybody except themselves. They hate each other more than some Republicans hate each other. But when it comes time to vote, They are, man, they are an oak tree. They are strong. They are sturdy. They are resilient. They're immobile. They stand there and they do whatever they can together. And they're rooted. The Republicans, they're like someone throws toothpicks on the ground and you look at them like in Rain Man. There they are. That's what you see. 855-765-1045. Quick break, folks. We'll get some of your more of your phone calls here in just a minute. Stay tuned. It's the Markay Show. I mean, we knew it was inevitable. It was bound to happen.
Is that your Matthew McConaughey laugh?
No. 855-765-1045. So if you were watching on Facebook, I apologize, but we were watching on Facebook. We had like 6,000 people on Facebook, and I was going through. We were talking about the inauguration, and we were talking about the Bill of Rights and how they're just going through one by one to get rid of them. And all of a sudden, I noticed we went from 6,000 to 4,000 to 2,000 to 300 to 2, and then it was just gone. They took the feed off of Facebook, right in the, and we weren't even, I'm as far as I know, we weren't saying anything that violated any terms of service, but maybe they updated the terms of service while we were on the air, and it doesn't matter. We're still streaming on YouTube and Twitch. Are we on Twitch? We should probably check the Twitch. Someone check Twitch quickly. Make
Josh
sure that,
says yes.
Because, you know, typically these they all work in tandem. They all work in conjunction with each other. And they say, hey, Facebook, we're about to pull this dude off. You ready? Yeah, let's go. 3, 2, 1. But it looks like we're still on Twitch. So we invite you, if you want to stream the show, if you can't hear us live on the air, you're going to have to go to YouTube. You're going to have to go to Twitch. If you want to find the links, go to markkay.com, markkaye. .com. Anyway, so back to what we're, look, it's their loss. You know, we're still on the air. Anyway, so back to what we were saying. You got these 10 Republicans and, you know, and they're getting praised by the Democrats. And this is something you need to really realize. If you're a Republican and you're getting praised by the Democrats, you're doing it wrong, because the Democrats don't stand for anything that the Republicans stand for. On the contrary, they stand for the opposite. They stand for open borders instead of secure borders. They stand for not America first, but America third or fourth and the rest of the world first. They don't want to cut your taxes and let you keep more of your money. They want to take more of your money and spend it the way they feel they should spend it, because they don't trust you with it. They're for all kinds of things that odds are the Republicans aren't for. So if you're a Republican and you vote in a way that gives you praise or gives you, makes you a hero, I mean, that's basically what happened yesterday with Liz Cheney and these other 8 people. If Democrats are calling you honorable and noble and a hero, you're none of those things. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene, she gets out there yesterday and she says, I'm tired of these people laying down and letting the Democrats do whatever it is they can do or whatever it is they want to do and not fighting back. And so she decides she's going to fight back. And here's what she told Greg Kelly she's going to do next week.
On behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Yeah, filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden. That's what she's going to be doing on January the 21st, which is the day after Inauguration Day. So look, this is the precedent that the Democrats have set. If there's a president and you disagree with them or you don't like them or you didn't vote for them, then rather than, you know, do what you can do as a party, do what you can do in the positions that you hold, rather than fight them in court or fight them on the floor of the Senate or the House of Representatives, whatever. What you do is you just impeach them. You try to get rid of them. You just try to throw them out, just like Twitter did with President Trump. And so she's saying, look, two can play at that game. And yeah, we don't have the power and this probably won't go anywhere, but this is the precedent that has been set by the Democrats. Not just once, but twice they impeached the president of the United States. And the Democrats are saying, look, or the Republicans now are saying, look, there's a whole bunch of us that aren't going to take this anymore. We're going to fight back. 855-765-1045 is our number. Dawn in Evansville. Hi, Dawn. How are you? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. You will not believe what just happened. I'm sitting there listening. You guys crack me up. I took a sip of my very, very hot coffee. Instead of going down, it went up and out my nostrils.
Oh, no.
I was, like, stuttering. And I was like, and I knew you were going to pick up the phone when I was doing that. just be like, Don, hello, are you there? And you would be like to the guy that picked up the phone, I thought she was going to spread a message of love.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with her, you know. But I want to tell you what, I'm awake now, and it cleaned out my sinuses.
I bet it did.
I bet you would have said, is that you, Nancy? Nancy playing color me?
Yeah. So tell me, Don, what's on your mind? What did you want to say?
I just wanted to tell everybody, don't forget to laugh. I mean, I didn't expect that. And even though it's very painful and my dog was afraid, laugh. Keep laughing. Keep doing what you're doing. And you are loved and appreciated. And God bless the United States and all of us, even the ones we don't like.
Hey.
And stay and don't inhale your coffee.
No, you don't. That's a good swallow it. Don't inhale it. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Marjorie. We're glad you're okay. 855-765-1045. Quick break. Someone wrote, is that Irish coffee she's drinking? Quick break. More of the Marquez Show on the way. Stay tuned.
I say we vote these people out. They are dinosaurs, rhinosaurs, odosaurs. They need to go. They are not what we stand for as American people. 74 million people voted for Trump and not for those losers up there.
Yeah, star 1045 if you're trying to get through, 855-765-1045. If you're just joining us, and thanks so much. We've been a little busy behind the scenes. You know, we've been talking about the censorship and how Twitter has been shutting down the president and purging conservatives, and the rest of the social medias media organizations are doing the same. We just, you know, every day we broadcast this show, not just on 104.5 WOKV and the live stream at 104.5. WOKV.com, but also, or WOKV.com rather, but also on our mobile app. And we try to reach out with some live feeds on various social media pages. We used to broadcast on Twitter, but we stopped that of our own accord when they started censoring everybody. We continue to broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. However, in the middle of our broadcast about 20 minutes ago, we noticed that everyone started leaving very quickly, and then the broadcast itself was removed from Facebook. Not by us, but by somebody else, probably Facebook. And people said, you started complaining, we can't see your live feed, it's gone. They tried to go to the page where we host our live feeds, and every single one of our shows, every show that we've posted on Facebook has been deleted by Facebook. We don't know why. You know, we have an idea why, but they've taken it all down. The page is still there. I'm still getting messages. You can still DM me. You can still see videos and comments and photos that I've posted. However, they're not allowing us to live stream this show anymore. And they deleted pretty much every other show that we've ever done, at least in the last 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's happening. For those of you that don't believe it can't happen to you, if you're like, well, I'm not the president, I don't have a big following. It doesn't matter. You just need a little following. And that's all they care about. And they're coming over. They're coming after everybody. Good news is, for whatever reason, we're still on YouTube.
YouTube is old faithful.
Yeah. YouTube's like, you know, YouTube's like, we don't care right now. We're going to keep you up there. And we're also on Twitch. So if you're one of those displaced Facebook followers, please go to Twitch or go to YouTube. And I'm shocked at when it happened, because what we were talking about at the time was Republicans that we didn't like. It was really weird.
Wasn't even really something controversial.
We're like, hey, we should vote out these Republicans, which you think the Democrats in Silicon Valley would be all about. But apparently they're not. Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, John Katko, Fred Upton, Jamie Herrera Butler, Dan Newhouse, Peter Meyer, Anthony Gonzalez, Tom Rice, and David Valadao. Those were the 10 people that crossed the line and joined with the Democrats, who, you know, if you join with a Democrat, you can't be a Republican when it comes to impeachment. If it's something like stimulus money, by all means, let's get some bipartisanship in there. If it's something like, healthcare reform, fine. If it's something like, you know, protecting our troops or boosting the budget for the military, whatever. I'm all for bipartisan resolutions in that case. But when you have one party just blatantly attacking the leader of another and saying we need to remove the leader of this other party, when that happens, you can't. I mean, you just can't go along with that. You have to stand up and fight, or else you have to go home. You know, beef up your resumes. Go on Monster.com. Do something else. If you don't want to do the job you were hired to do, then let someone else do it who wants to. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. All right, coming up, we do have some What the Bleep. Before we get to that, though, let's get back to the phones here. This is Davis in Chicago. Hi, Davis. How are you? Thanks so much for calling the Marquez Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on the air, Mark. Really appreciate it. Oh, I love your show.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. We're glad to have you on the air as long as we're on the air.
Yeah, right. No doubt. You are a voice of reason in a time of treason, my friend. So thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I have a question slash concern for you. Okay. So
yeah.
They're talking about making Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico states.
Yeah.
And when they do this, the American flag only has 50 stars to represent the 50 states. Does this give the Democrats or the left a reason, and do they have the ability to change the American flag at that point?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If there's more states, I assume they would update the flag to reflect that. I don't know where you're going to jam those other two stars in. That's if it happens. It's very difficult. I know it's something that they want to do. There's a lot of other things they have to do beforehand. But I don't know that even though they've threatened it, I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible in this day and age. It's possible they pack the Supreme Court. It's possible they get rid of the filibuster. All these things are possible. Hopefully not probable, but possible. I mean, you could be on to something, Davis. Maybe this whole thing is just a big conspiracy by the flag makers of America. Because think about this. When's the last time people bought new flags? When's the last time all these state houses and you know, congressional buildings, when's the last time they all bought flags? Probably not in a long time. What's the best way to get somebody to buy a new flag? Add a couple new stars to it. Say your old one's obsolete. It's like, you know, it's like uniforms, for example. Whenever a professional sports team changes their mascot or changes, look at the Washington Redskins, for example. They changed their name to the Washington Football Team. And what happened? Everyone had to go out and buy new outfits and uniforms, and they had to go buy new helmets, and people had to buy new, you know, flags for their car, whatever. It's a huge amount of money to be made by a team and by Nike and all these other places whenever they change the mascot or the name of a team. Potentially the flag makers could be lobbying Congress saying, we need make new states. We need to sell more flags. 855-765-1045. This is Joseph in Jacksonville. Hi, Joseph. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Can you hear me fairly well?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I want to read something real quick. Abuse of power or abuse of authority in the form of malfeasance in office or official misconduct is the commission of an unlawful act done in an official capacity which affects the performance of official duties, malfeasance in office.
Okay, Joseph, I get it. You don't need to read the whole thing. I appreciate it. What was your comment? What did you want to say?
All right. So obviously the Democrats are abusing their power. How come we can't have them removed or recall elections?
I mean, you can if you have enough people in their district or in their state to do that. It's what's happening in California with Governor Newsom. A lot of people think that he's abusing his power and he's acting like a tyrant and not a governor. So they're working to recall it. But that's all done on the local level. And, you know, unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi is sent to Congress by a small group of individuals, about 200,000 people who vote for her every 2 years in San Francisco. And they're rich and they think like her and they look like her and they drink like her. And they will keep her in power as long as possible. So all national politics starts on a local level. If you want to vote somebody in, you do it locally. And if you want to get rid of them, unless, of course, they've broken the law and you can get 2/3 of the House of Representatives or 2/3 of the Senate to agree with you, you can't get them out until Election Day. And that is that's one of the good and bad things about our country. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045. And look, people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, you know, this is one of the big issues. This is one of the problems that you have. A small group of people in New York and California send these people to Washington, D.C. over and over again. And they become super powerful because they've been there so long and they abuse that power, just like he pointed out. This is why, because you can't deny representation of people in New York. You can't deny representation of people in California. The best thing you can do is vote for an anti-Schumer to take their place, to negate them in the Senate. Vote for an anti-Pelosi to negate her vote or her power. And also, we should really strongly start thinking about some term limits. Because then the people in San Francisco, they wouldn't have the Speaker of the House for decades the way they have. They wouldn't have the majority leader or the minority leader for decades the way the people in New York have had. You got term limits. I mean, there's so many great reasons for it and so few great reasons against it. 855-765-1045. We got to take another quick break. We'll have some more people. We'll get some more of your phone calls here in just a minute. It's the Markay Show. Stay tuned. This is the Markay Show. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. This is Gail in New York. Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm not. I'm terrified of what's going on. And you're back on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I went on there just for a minute to see if I could get on there, and I was able to get on there to tell everybody to get off of there, because there's other places you can enjoy our show. Yeah. You know what? And look, it is a little terrifying, I'll be honest with you, but at the same time, when you think about what's going on, this really, again, I always try to look for the silver lining, and this is not a negative scream fest kind of show. We get angry at times, but the silver lining here is, we're realizing something. We're realizing that we live in a one-party economy when it comes to communications and social networks. There's one party that controls every single pretty much inch of the internet. And we really need to fix that. We need to investigate it. And I've learned just in the past couple of weeks of these, you know, and it's not even conservative friendly. And that's what really annoys me when I hear hear the phrase conservative friendly. And that's not even what we're talking about. We're not saying that Facebook is conservative unfriendly. They're free speech unfriendly. They don't want both sides. So if you find a network that allows someone like me or someone like Parler or Gab or any of these other networks to broadcast and communicate freely, it's not that they're conservative friendly. It's that they're First Amendment friendly. Mm-hmm. And we need more of those. Twitter, not First Amendment friendly. We found out that Google, not typically, I mean, in this instance, they're better than Facebook. But, you know, Amazon Web Services, the same thing. Pinterest and Snapchat, all these other places, they're silencing the voice of the president and now a bunch of other right. people that think like him. So we're gonna make lists and we're gonna be everywhere we can. We're already on Telegram. I told you Telegram, which somebody said, you know, by the way, who owns this Telegram? Because they've gotten in the past like 3 days, 25 million new users. So I did some research, and Telegram was started by a guy from Belarus, some teenager in Belarus started this, and it's now one of the largest platforms because of what's happening with Twitter and Facebook and everyone else. And they don't care. I've posted stuff. And I haven't gotten flagged. I haven't gotten shut down. I haven't got any warnings. None of that. And everyone's there. Ben Shapiro's there, and Dan Bongino, and Donald Trump, and Donald Trump Jr. Everyone's on this Telegram app. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the day and age that we live in. A Russian kid created a platform for free speech that is actually free, while American kids who create all these platforms for free speech are the ones censoring everybody like it's the USSR. I mean, it is such an ironic world we live in. I trust my information and my ideas to some Russian kid, and I believe that he'll keep them up and let everybody communicate and not worry about what's happening over here in the United States of America. 855-765-1045. We will always find a place to get our information out. And like I said, one of the best things to do is download our mobile app, 104.5 WOKV, in the App Store while it's still there. Because you can stream the show live, you can send us open mic messages, you can communicate and keep in touch anywhere. And then, like I said, that's one of the best things you can do. All right, let's go to a couple more phone calls here. We also have some What the Bleep coming up, which is very exciting. This is Jimmy in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, this is Jimmy. I'll take all you give me.
Okay, I'll give you a minute. What's up, Jimmy? What you want to say?
Well, I don't need a minute. My opinion on this impeachment of our president is the Democrats are so scared, they're doing everything they can do to impeach this man where he can never run again because they know he's a danger. When Donald Trump says he's going to show up, he don't have five people. He's got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and the Democrats cannot hand somebody with that much power.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the concerns. You don't want to stop somebody that is powerless. You know, you just kind of ignore those people.
Mm-hmm. And Twitter, I got a kick of banning Uganda because they don't like to keep him out of the presidential elections. And Twitter and Facebook's taking a hit worldwide. That's all I got to say. Bonnet.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Look, and we've been tracking the stock price of Twitter. I haven't actually checked it today. Let me check it really quickly. But the Twitter stock price has took a huge hit. They lost $5 billion the first day that they removed Donald Trump from their platform. They're down another almost 2 points today, which means in 5 days, their value has gone. I mean, it's dropped 10 points. It's dropped 10 points ever since they removed Donald Trump, and it continues its downward trajectory. Now, this isn't even what's in store for them, because the way business works is, sure, you're going to see this downturn, but their quarterly analysis, their quarterly report, when that comes out later this year, they're going to have to report to their stockholders and to their investors. They're going to have to report how their quarter was. And if they have a bad report on earnings and growth, which they will, they're going to have negative growth. They're going to have negative growth, not just because you have so many users that have fled their platform willingly, but they've also, of their own recognizance, they've also kicked off a huge portion of their users, about 80,000, probably more by now. And then, of course, that's going to lead to a decline in revenue, because if you have fewer users, you're going to have less revenue. It's that simple. You know, that's the way it works. And then when they come out with their quarterly report and they have less revenue and lower profits, that's when the stock's really going to take a hit. And that's when people are going to flip out. 855-765-1045. We got to go. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we need two contestants for What the Bleep. Call now. We'll play next. 855-765-1045. That's our number. That's how you get in touch with the show. That's how you get online to play What the Bleep, which we didn't play last week. But, you know, last week was, look, we had some stuff going on. We had some stuff going on last Thursday. It was the day after, you know, the day after. So what we did was we opted out of What the Bleep. But today we are back and we are ready to go almost as soon as I find the What the Bleep music, which I have.
Do, 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 do.
I have some. Anyway, we'll find it. But in the meantime, here it is. Let's see. Oh, but now I have to set up this. Anyway, in the meantime, couple of quick programming notes. On Monday, it's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. We will be here live, though, because it's also the final few days of Donald Trump's presidency, and it's a couple days before the inauguration, and anything could happen. It would be, in my opinion, it would be irresponsible of us to take off a vacation day this close to the end of Donald Trump's presidency. Now, we know what you're thinking. I thought you were irresponsible. Touche. But we're trying to not be as irresponsible as possible. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, what was the second thing? I forget.
I don't know.
So if you're working Monday, or if you're sitting at home Monday and you're wondering, I wonder if Mark Kay will be on. Yes, the answer is we will be here. Oh, also tomorrow. It's Thursday. Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Newsmax. TV, the Mark Kay Show. A lot of you may or may not know this. We have our own TV show on Newsmax TV, which is an up and comer in the television broadcasting arena because of the censorship that's been going on, not just on CNN, MSNBC, but places like Fox News as well. So, they offered us last year our own show, and they haven't taken it off yet. And as far as I know, they can't stop us midstream on Newsmax TV like Facebook can. So that might be a good place to go if you want to watch the show. All right, here we go. You ready for some What the Bleep?
So ready.
Here we go. Let's see. Let's get some contestants on the phone. Here, let me see if I have it. Do you have a pen over there, Hannah?
I have lots of pens. Do you want to use my dry erase board?
No, I'm good. I appreciate the offer.
Yeah,
I prefer wet erase boards, personally. anyway, let's go meet our contestants today, shall we?
Sure.
All right, first up, we've got Carol. I don't know where Carol's calling from, but Carol. She wants to play What the Bleep. Hey, What the Bleep. How you doing, Carol?
I'm calling from Armstrong County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yay. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Are you ready to play some What the Bleep?
I would love to try.
Oh, yeah. That's all we ask is that you try. Just do me a favor and know whatever you're listening to us on, whether it's a computer or a laptop, or just turn that all the way down. You can listen through the phone, okay? All right. Perfect. Are you still there?
Don't turn yourself down.
No. Carol?
Hello?
Did we lose her?
Carol there.
This is going great so far.
We're having a good day.
All right, Carol, hang on. I think she... I told her to turn down the computer. She hung up the phone. Hey, this is Fireball. How you doing, Fireball?
Woo! I'm all right. How about you?
Hey, doing great, Fireball. Well, thanks so much for... Are you ready to play some What the Bleep?
I might suck at it, but yeah.
Well, that's okay. You'll only find out... Carol, are you back?
I'm still here.
Oh, thank God. Well, I was so concerned. All right, congratulations. We have two contestants on the phone. That's step one. So we can accomplish that. There you go. And now what we're going to do is we're going to dive right in. Here's how this works, folks. I'm sure you know, but we're going to go over it for anyone who may be new to the game. We're going to play a clip from the news, a famous newsmaker, a talking head, a politician, whatever. And we are going to bleep out one word. Now, it's going to sound like it's dirty the way we bleep it out, but it's not. It's totally family friendly and clean. All you have to do is tell us what that word is. If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Sound good?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Carol, we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
Am I going to see this on TV?
Are you going to see? Maybe. Maybe on Newsmax on Saturday. Maybe. All right. So pay attention.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Carol. Listen carefully. This is FBI Deputy Director Don Tano speaking about the Capitol riots the other day. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
I want to stress that the FBI has a long and a broad reach.
I don't know.
You want to hear? Listen one more time. Listen one more time. Here we go.
I want to stress that the FBI has a long and a broad reach.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think someone's having trouble.
A broad reach. The FBI, probably the 17 mistakes they made.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think that word is, though?
Long, broad reach. You can't play it again.
All right, I'll play it for you one more time. Listen carefully. Okay. It's one word. It's one word.
I want to stress that the FBI has a long and a broad reach.
A long
and broad reach.
5 seconds.
Long,
okay, Carol, you know what, Carol? I'm gonna put you on. I'm having trouble. I think we're having a little issue with your phone. Hang on one second. Let you know what we're having a little trouble with everybody. Hang on one second. We're gonna get everybody back here. We'll take a quick break. We'll play the game. I promise. We'll do it right after this. Stay tuned. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. 855-765-1045. All right. So you know. All kinds of technical difficulties here, but we're working it out. That's what we do here, you know. It's live radio. It's exciting. You never know what's going to happen, and you just kind of go with the flow. But we've been able to regroup, and we have a couple of new contestants for What the Bleep. Let me just pull up the official music. There it is, and it looks like we have Wayne on the line. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Mark?
Oh, doing great, Wayne. You sound nice and clear. You ready to play some What the Bleep?
Bleep, yeah.
Oh, a bleep, yeah. I see. Yeah, that's good.
I didn't get that for a second. It was good, though.
You're going to be playing against Mark in Jacksonville. What's up, Mark? How's it going?
Doing good.
Okay, good. All right, Mark and Wayne, here's what we're going to do. I'm not going to go over the rules that much again, but I'm going to play you the clips. All you have to do is tell us. You guys got it. Okay, good. Here we go. Wayne, we're going to start with you. Listen carefully. This is FBI. All right, hang on. Let me play the clip again. This is FBI Deputy Director Don Tano. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
I want to stress that the FBI has a long and a broad reach.
All right, what do you think he said?
Arm,
long arm and a broad reach. Let's see.
I want to stress that the FBI has a long memory and a broad reach.
It's memory. Memory, which... But I like the way you think, too. Yeah, Wayne, that's okay. It was only the first one. There's plenty of time for you to rebound and win this thing, okay?
There's not really. We've only got a few minutes.
Wow, Mr. Negative.
Negative Nelly. Goodness.
All right, Mark.
I'm messing with you. Go ahead, man.
Mark, Wayne's already thrown in the towel, Mark, so this will be easy for you. Listen carefully. This is Meghan McCain on The View talking about the Republican Party. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, Mark.
Again, I think especially in this moment, Republicans really need to start putting their where their mouth is.
Their money.
Let's see.
Again, I think especially in this moment, Republicans really need to start putting their money where their mouth is.
Bravo. Oh, yeah. Put your money where your mouth is, Republicans. There you go. All right, good. Mark, you're on the board with a table, or you're on the table with one. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Wayne, we go back to you. Are you ready?
Bleep, yeah.
Okay. Wayne, this is Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes interviewing Nancy Pelosi this past weekend. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
Can we talk about the A word?
What's that?
Can I hear that again? I was laughing.
Okay, all right. Stop laughing. Here we go. There's no laughing matter. Listen carefully.
Can we talk about the A word?
What's that?
What do you think, Wayne?
I'm bleeped on this one. I really don't know.
What is it? Well, let's take a listen and find out.
Can we talk about the A word?
What's that?
Age.
Age. It's age. And yeah. then I know. All you could think of were dirty words. I get it. I've been there. All right, Mark, you ready? Here's your next one. This is also from CBS's 60 Minutes. This is Sterling. I don't know who that is, but listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
How would you describe the president's claims of vote fraud in Georgia?
Fantastical. Unreasonable. Lacking in any reality.
What do you think, Mark?
Any form
of reality. Let's see.
Unreasonable, lacking in any factual reality.
Factual. That was a good guess, though. All right, Wayne, you can tie it up with this one, Wayne. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, really think about this one. This is CNBC's Elon Mui. I think is how you pronounce it. Elon Mui will give it. Anyway, listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
Biden's first choice is to go bipartisan. He wants to win over at least 10 f***ing senators so he can get the 60 votes that are necessary to pass a bill.
What do you think, Wayne?
Well, you don't want to know what I think.
No, I know either. What don't you think it is?
Rhino.
Okay, let's take a listen and see.
Biden's first choice is to go bipartisan. He wants to win over at least 10 Republican senators
Republican
so he can get the 60
murder,
votes
yeah.
that are necessary to pass the bill.
I think I got that one.
Technically,
what Rhino stands for, the first R is right.
All right, I guess you're right. We'll give you a point for that one. All right. All right. Only because Hannah says so. We have one more.
Thanks.
We have one more here, Mark. If you can answer this one correctly, you will win 2-1. If you get it wrong, then you tie, and I guess you both get prize packs. Thanks to Hannah.
Hell yeah, Mark.
Mark, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, listen carefully. This is Chris Cuomo from CNN. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep.
This is a moment in history, if only because of this degree of shit. So here's the state of play.
What did he say? Hey, whoever's eating their Pringles, stop it for a second. What'd you say, Mark?
Shenanigans.
I can't hear you.
Shenanigans.
Oh, all right. Let's take a listen to what he said.
This is a moment in history, if only because of this degree of shift. So here's the state of play.
Shift is what it was. So with a score of 1-1, congratulations. You both win a Mark Hayes Show prize bag today. Yeah, okay. All right, good. Hang on one second. Okay. Listen, everybody, we got one more day this week, and God knows what could happen. I mean, so far today, we've already been kicked off of one social media network. We've seen the others explode. We don't know what's going to happen with the Democrats and the Republicans and the president. Keep in mind, everybody is still waiting for the president's still in power. He can still pardon people. He can still release documentation that's been previously classified. He can still make a mess of things. And it doesn't look like the Senate's going to come back before the inauguration to change any of that. Plus, the inauguration is Wednesday. It's a national holiday on Monday. We will still be here because I guarantee there will be news. Until then, stay tuned for traffic, weather, Rush Limbaugh. All that is coming up next. This is the Mark Hayes Show. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.